Blackstone Publishing presents Big Sexy, In His Own Words, by Bartolo Colon, with Michael Stahl. This book is read by Bernardo de Paula. For Adriana. Prologue. I'm sitting on the roof of my Hummer, my legs dangling through the skylight into the back seat. The car is slowly winding downhill on the main road of the place where I grew up. El Copey, part of Altamira, a town in the northernmost province of the Dominican Republic. Lining the sidewalks on either side of me are the short, colorful buildings I've seen here since I was a little boy. Straight ahead of me in the distance is one of the area's many, many large mountains. They say that when Christopher Columbus showed up, he saw the landscape and said, "Look at the heights." That's about what Altamira translates to in English. I am not alone on this road. I'm completely surrounded by people. I can't count how many. It seems like everyone from Altamira and plenty more from other places north and south, like Puerto Plata and Navarrete, is out here celebrating with me. I was just named the Cy Young Award winner as the best pitcher in the American League for the 2005 season. As the car moves forward, people jump up to shake my hand and give me high fives. I know and love many of them. The rest know me and love me too, I guess. The reason they love me today is that I bought cases and cases of beer and put each bottle up for sale at just one Dominican peso, or about 33 American cents. In my hands is a bottle of rum. Soon it will be replaced by a sparkling cider. At the outdoor community recreation area where the parade started, there's a big sound system that I had set up blasting music, and there's tons of food. Mounds of rice and beans and roasted chicken and pork, everything. Riding below me is my wife, and in a few cars behind me are my parents, my brother and five sisters, and my three sons. My fourth will arrive in 3 years. This parade is only about the midway point of the celebration. 3 days ago, I was at the nearby field I had built, which would become the center of the Bartolo Colon Baseball Academy, where teenage boys trained to become Major League Baseball players like me. A representative of mine in the United States called me while I was at the field. He said I needed to be ready for a phone call from Major League Baseball's main office. Many of my best friends were with me, and there was a lot of noise, so I locked myself into a car where it was quiet. They all followed me and stood around the car. The phone rang, and the voice on the other line said, "Mr. Colon, congratulations. You've won the Cy Young Award."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?